And welcome to the Putting Your Retirement Interest First podcast with financial expert and number one Amazon best-selling author, Robert Cannon. Each episode features helpful insights, practical tips, and reliable strategies to help make your retirement as enjoyable as possible. For the next few minutes, enjoy listening as co-host Bethany Bilson talks with Robert Cannon about putting your retirement interests first.
Well, I am here with Robert Cannon. Robert is the author of Putting Your Retirement Interests First. It's a prioritized approach to protect your future and turn your dreams into a reality. Robert, thank you so much again for joining me and sharing your thoughts and your expertise. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Absolutely.
So this week, the fifth chapter of your book, we're going to be going over the tax shield. So you describe in this chapter taxes as kind of being the time bomb of retirement. So can you explain why that is? And in your experience, do you find a lot of clients are kind of blindsided by taxes?
Sure. So just imagine I made a deal with you, right? I said, you give me your money now, and 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years down the road, we're going to make a deal. I'm not going to charge you a lot in taxes. So you could take your money off your taxes and we'll make a deal. Down the road, I'll charge you a small amount, but trust me, it's not going to be a lot. You're basically making a deal with the government. You're in partnership now with the IRS. This is the problem. This is the problem that people don't realize. They can change the rules. They can change the rules at any point, and they just recently did. So right now, look historically, right? Look at a tax chart. What they used to charge you in taxes compared to what they're charging you in now. Now, if you look at the chart's been doing this constantly. Now, what are we doing? We're printing money. We're printing money like you can't imagine. So we're at, we have to check the chart, $26 trillion, okay? So we're printing money like this. We're charging lower amount in taxes. Look at the chart, historic lows. Where do you think taxes are going to go? Realistically, mathematically speaking, they have to go higher. So now, the government realized, you know, we have these baby boomers. We have this incredible amount of wealth in IRAs and these 401ks. Where do you think they're going to go tax that money?
Yeah.
So now you've built up this incredible amount of money that you got a tax benefit, right? The tax benefit of taking it off your taxes. Now you're going to have to pay taxes on that money. The myth, the premise, right, is in your retirement years, your tax rate will be lower. Hopefully that's true, but you're gambling. So what we do, we actually come up with a plan to make sure that that tax bomb in the future won't hit. And we mitigate that.
And you mentioned that the government can change the rules at any point, and you said that they just did. What rule was that they changed?
So the CARES Act. So if you had an inherited IRA, you used to be able to stretch it over your entire lifetime. Now it's stretched over 10 years. So a lot of people are caught off guard with that inherited IRA. I get clients all the time that they realize that the rules have just changed recently, and now they have to make other plans with that money. But they were planning on using that money for different things, but now they have to pay tax on it.
Gotcha.
So they believe they were receiving, they're going to receive less because they have to pay tax. So they're going to have to pay tax and they're going to receive less money. So the tax planning is best to have a plan very early, not at the last minute. People wait to the last minute and then they decide, oh, you know what? I need a plan for my taxes. You need a plan now.
Go ahead.
Yeah, plan immediately, because if you don't plan now, the IRS is going to plan for you. And I don't think they're going to plan in your favor. I think it's going to be in their favor.
So maybe for somebody that's listening, they're thinking, okay, I, I do need to plan now. What are some practical strategies to help them be in a good position going into retirement with their taxes?
A super simple one is a Roth conversion IRA. The idea is very simple, and it could be simple, but there's a lot of moving parts even with that, because there's diversification inside your Roth, there's diversification inside the cash aspect of your taxes. So we have to look at your cash, your tax-free, the diversification inside both, and make a determination on how much we need to convert. And, you know, we'll walk you through that process and we'll analyze it together, figure out, you know, how much you can bear in taxes, because you have to pay taxes on it. You know, you have to pay the piper.
Right. Do you have kind of a story or an experience that you could share of somebody that was blindsided by the time bomb of retirement and how you helped them, or somebody that made some good decisions with their taxes?
Yeah. Actually both. Yeah. So, I have a young lady, 64, I believe she's 64 years old, and she saved a lot of money. She's done really, really well. But now she's sitting in with over $1 million in her IRA account. So now she's going to retire and she's going to have to start taking distributions, right? I mean, not RMDs. RMDs are 72 now, but she would like to live off some of that money. And now she's realizing she's going to have to pay taxes. So we're developing a plan now to mitigate that tax bomb for her. We're going to mitigate her taxes. And, you know, I don't know if we're going to bring her down to zero where she wants to go, but we'll definitely bring it down, you know, a lot. And that's with careful tax planning with our CPA and tax strategist.
Yeah. And what about somebody that made some good decisions? I mean, do you have an experience of a client that's made some solid choices there?
Yes. We have a doctor, okay, who realized very early, really young, smart doctor, and he came to us super early and said, you know what? I know I'm going to make a lot of money. I want to save money, and I don't want to pay taxes down the road. Let's come up with a plan now. And let's be proactive and put together a plan that in the future, my kids and my family will be secure. And right now we really have an incredible tax plan for this guy. We're down the road, he's going to be fine.
Well, and I think you used a word I like, which is proactive. I think that's what this is all about. It's making decisions proactively and making choices ahead of time where you're not caught off guard later in life. A great first step to being proactive and making smart choices, I think, is picking up a copy of your book. It's called Putting Your Retirement Interests First. It's a prioritized approach to protect your future and turn your dreams into a reality. It's by Robert Cannon. You can pick up a copy on Amazon. Be sure to go do that. Robert, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the Putting Your Retirement Interest First podcast with financial expert and number one Amazon bestselling author, Robert Cannon. To request a copy of Robert's bestselling book or to have a conversation with him about your financial future, connect with Robert through his website, CannonWealthSolutions.com.